Hello and welcome to Naboy, where we seek to demystify the illusion of aging through timeless wisdom. From the wellspring of vitality, we awaken to our boundless inner potential. Consciousness expands, transcending mere biology. This is not a journey of isolation, but one of divine union. Heart-centered love energy becomes the compass guiding us towards the infinite self and far beyond. I am your host, Peter Wynn. Thank you for joining me. Greetings, my dearest friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Naboy podcast. I do sincerely hope that I am once again finding you in good health and high spirits. Today, as the first, dear friends, on the Naboy podcast, I am in conversation with Alexandra. I am indeed very excited about this first. Alexandra grew up and lived most of her life in the USA. But some years ago, life, or the universe perhaps, presented her with a calling. One that would inadvertently request that she leave her comfort zone and set up home in a foreign land, asking of her to adapt to a totally different culture and language. She accepted the challenge and had the courage to answer her calling. An educator, a mother, a creative individual, it is my great pleasure and honour to welcome you, Alexandra, to the Naboy podcast.
It's great to be here.
Wonderful, and I'm so glad to have you. Listen, tell me, Alexandra, you've been a teacher now. Tell me a little bit about your life as a teacher, how that has been going for you, your experiences.
Yeah, so I actually used to be in the corporate world, if you can believe it. And then I grew quite tired of it, and I decided to pursue the profession of teaching English as a second language. So in 2020, I became certified to be an English teacher. And I started mainly teaching students from all over Central and South America. And then from there, I moved to the Czech Republic. And now I teach students here. So
that's very interesting there. And was there any particular reason why you, as you say, got tired of working in the corporate world?
I think it just felt very, for lack of a better term, soul-sucking.
Right.
It was quite draining and quite, just not exactly what I wanted to do with my life. Not exactly. It didn't feel inspiring. It didn't feel like something that was motivating me to get through the day, you know?
It didn't resonate with you.
It did not resonate with me, exactly.
That's interesting. And you could feel that within yourself that something was missing.
Yeah.
And so would you feel now that teaching is resonating with you, that is your call, so to speak?
I think so. I often have a lot of, you know, I teach different ages. I teach adults, I teach children. I've taught people from many different countries, and I think I have always found something in each teaching experience that has changed me or inspired me or made me feel like I was maybe doing the right thing with my life.
So. Very good. And so you, from your teaching, it has been, what would we say, it has helped you to grow, to develop yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely feel like I am a better version of myself now than I was before becoming a teacher. I think it's changed me in a lot of positive ways.
That's fascinating. That's very, very good. And so 4 years ago, you moved to the Czech Republic from the USA.
Yes.
That must have been a big move for you. I mean, big changes there.
Yeah, I had lived in the same place almost my entire life. And then I moved to an entirely different country where I didn't speak the language at all. And I didn't know anything about it, actually nothing at all. So it was quite a big shift. In a lot of ways, culturally, language-wise, everything.
Right, that must have been a big shock for you, and especially culturally wise as well. And how has the 4 years gone for you now? How do you feel now, 4 years later?
I think overall, it's been very, very positive. I've made some friends here that I maybe would not have become friends with in the US, but they've changed everything for me. They've made me open my eyes to different things, I suppose. The culture here is obviously, if anyone has ever been to both the US and the Czech Republic, the cultures are very different. People are sometimes a bit more reserved here than Americans are. And that was, you know, a bit of an adjustment to get used to that. I was a very outgoing person for a long time. Most of my life, I talked to strangers all the time. People don't really talk to strangers here. So.
Right, right. Andy, do you think there's any particular reason why people don't talk to strangers here? Is it to do with crime, fear? Why would they not be talking to strangers?
Certainly not crime or fear here. There's hardly any. I don't think I've ever been afraid living here, which fits very well with the name of your podcast.
Absolutely, yeah.
You see why Neboy is so important.
Yeah, that's wonderful, yeah.
No, you really don't ever feel unsafe, or at least not to the level that sometimes you can in the US, I suppose. There's very low crime rate here. The people are very friendly, very welcoming. It's just, I'm not sure, they just aren't, I don't know. You have to really, really get to know a person here before they open up to you, I suppose. It's a bit, things are less shallow, I'm not sure.
Right. And have you become accustomed now
yes.
to this way of life?
Yes, I find myself a lot more introverted now.
Do you really?
Now I go back to the US and I have no idea how to make any small talk whatsoever. Somebody in the line in the store tries to talk to me and I have no idea what to say anymore.
Is this a good thing?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay, very good.
I'm not sure at all.
So where did you start out actually in the Czech Republic? What city were you in?
In Prague.
Okay, that's a big tourist attraction place. Did you enjoy your time in Prague? Are you still in Prague, by the way?
I'm not, no.
Okay, so you've moved on from Prague. Tell me then your experience of Prague then.
I have a lot of feelings about Prague. Both positive and negative.
Right.
No, I wouldn't say I have any negative feelings about Prague. That is not an accurate statement. But I think there's a very, very big difference between living in Prague and visiting Prague.
Right.
I think to visit Prague is a wonderful, charming experience. And to live in Prague is maybe sometimes a bit overwhelming because of how many people visit Prague for the charming experience.
Right. Right. So you reckon there's a big difference between actually living there and visiting?
Yeah. But it's a beautiful place.
Right.
It's a beautiful place.
Right. Well, where would you recommend? Let's say, for example, I wanted to take my holiday in Prague and I've never been before. What would you suggest I do in Prague? Where should I go?
I didn't know this was becoming a tourism podcast.
Well, I'm curious.
I feel a bit on the spot. Well, you have to go to Prague Castle.
Right.
Which sounds very lame, but it's true. It's the biggest, the largest castle complex in the world. It's very impressive, very beautiful, stunning. But also all of the gardens in the area around Prague Castle are much more impressive to me to explore those and see, I don't know, all of the various things. It's hard to say. There's a lot of things to see.
A lot of things to say. Well done. Now, the other thing, Alexandra, is that you're not only a teacher, you're not only living in the Czech Republic, but you're also a mother.
I am, yeah.
Tell me.
To a toddler.
To a toddler.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy life, huh?
Yeah. Tell me now, that experience for you.
It's an experience.
Right.
Big life-changing experience. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, one thing definitely about living in the Czech Republic, one of the best things about living in the Czech Republic is raising a child here.
Right.
In my opinion, I think it's one of the most child-friendly cultures I've ever experienced in my life. I've been to a lot of countries and everybody is very accepting of children being children here. Kids can, you know, express themselves in the way kids do and people don't get mad about it.
Right.
You go to restaurants or cafes and there's places for children to play and do things, or they have, I don't know, things to do. Everyone's very accepting and welcoming of children here.
So. That's very positive, isn't it?
Yeah. So I definitely think that's one of the biggest positives about the Czech Republic is how much of a child-friendly place it is. And it's very safe. The kids can go on public transport all on their own and it's completely fine. Nobody bothers them.
That's wonderful, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
It's great. Now, you being a teacher as well, is this a benefit to you as a mother, child rearing an infant?
Well, apparently I've become a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, kindergarten teacher now.
Our walls are covered.
Is that right?
In all kinds of interesting pictures and
but
colors.
But that must be very stimulating
for
the infant, like.
Yeah.
Right. And other facilities around town, are there other facilities for which you can bring the infant engage in?
There is, in fact, a very good library.
Right.
Full of activities for children.
Right.
And there's play cafes here. They're cafes specifically designed for children to play, but also they have drinks and food for the adults that are with them. They have all different kinds of educational toys and things like that. There's parks, lots of playgrounds.
But tell me more about that concept about, you just mentioned earlier, where the parents can partake in, we say, a coffee together.
Mm-hmm.
And while the children are playing in mm-hmm. How does that go? That's a very interesting concept, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It's a concept I'd never experienced until living here.
Wow.
I've looked far and wide in the US and I've never found one.
Right.
But there's many, many of them here. It's just the cafe has a designated, depending on how the cafe is, it's up to them, but they've designated a big space that has things for children to climb on or baskets of toys for children to play with or different things. And then there's tables around just like a normal cafe and the parents can...
That's incredible, isn't it? That's wonderful.
And normally they also have food and drinks specifically for kids. So they'll have, you know, I don't know, cupcakes with less ingredients or whatever.
Right.
Healthier alternatives.
Healthy.
Or children's teas and things like that. So
that's
the kids
isn't
it? Can feel included.
And but this is very beneficial from a social point of view, mm-hmm. for the mother, like.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, the mother could be, we could say, isolated with the child for many, many hours.
Yeah, I definitely feel, when I first discovered these cafes when my son was about, he was just under a year old, that was how I started getting it. Talking to people and socializing with other people, and he could socialize with other children, but creating friendships with other moms and going with them, with our children, to these cafes where our children could play together and we could sit and have normal conversations was a lifesaver when my son was around 1 year old.
Wow.
Yeah. It's definitely sometimes can be quite isolating to become a mother, and I think that was a big game changer.
Big game changer. That's a big new word now,
isn't
it? it's very fashionable now.
Very fashionable,
saying game changer. But it is wonderful, and it's wonderful for the child too, because he can interact then with other children.
Yeah. But also they normally have I don't know, activities that are very goal-oriented, so the child can feel very accomplished at the end of the activity. They have puzzles or, you know, things like that.
So there's challenge and which stimulates their mind and, and that type of thing. So it's not just sitting around, wondering what we do next.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, Alexandra. Fascinating, fascinating. So I'm going looking forward then, Alexandra. How do you see then the next few years for you and your son and the family in general?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I used to be a person who thought I had 5-year plans and 10-year plans and 20-year plans.
Right, right.
And then my whole life took a big left turn.
Right,
and
right.
It suddenly turned out that I can't predict my next 5 years or 2 years for that matter.
Right.
So
it's dictated for
it's,
you.
It's dictated for me, yeah, the universe. It has a plan. So I think really moving forward, I just want to just be happy with how things are and be settled and create a life that my son will look back and be happy with, you know. I think that's my number one priority. I would like to kind of relax and take a chill pill with all of the chaos and moving and all of that. My big focus I have to focus on is learning Czech better. That's a big motivator at the current moment.
And so how are you getting on with that? How is that going for you?
It's a journey.
Is it a journey?
It's a journey.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very difficult language, but it's very rewarding when you learn how to speak it. Because
Are you out there now? Are you in the bakery, for example?
Yeah. In the bakery, ordering in Czech.
Are you expressing yourself?
I'm expressing myself in Czech, yeah.
That's
answering,
great,
answering
isn't it?
Questions in Czech.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's progress, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, that can give you confidence, It really is the using of it that builds your confidence, isn't it?
Exactly.
Wonderful, wonderful. And tell me this now, just the last thing there now. You mentioned there a moment ago about the universe opening up for you. Do you feel the universe opens up for you? Are you fortunate in this way?
I suppose sometimes I feel that way, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the universe has an idea of what it wants me to do.
Right.
It's certainly not what I thought the universe was going to want me to do.
Oh, there you are.
But it turns out it had lots of plans.
Right. And you're happy enough to follow along this path?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, so far it's led to me having a very happy marriage and a very happy family and a very, you know, fruitful life, I suppose.
Right.
Different endeavors that have occurred that never would have even crossed my mind. So
they all just happened, and you weren't expecting this, say, 5 years ago or so.
Certainly not.
6 years ago.
Certainly not. I did not. I was not intending at all for my life to take the turn it did 6 years ago.
Wow. Listen, tell me. So you mentioned your husband there.
Yeah, I did.
Where did you actually meet your husband? You're living in the Czech Republic. You come from the USA. Where did you do? Is your husband Czech?
He's not. He's Irish.
He's Irish.
Believe it.
And so what's an Irish man doing in the Czech Republic? How did you meet together? Did you come together?
I mean, he has been living here for about 15 years now. But we did meet actually in Mexico.
In Mexico? Wow.
So if you believe it, it's a wild ride, yeah.
Wow, that's a very romantic situation there. Yeah. Anyway, and it's been love ever since.
Ever since.
Fantastic.
Lots of happiness, lots of love.
Fantastic. Well, it seems like you're very joyous in your life. You seem pretty content and happy within yourself.
Yeah.
You feel good.
I do, yeah.
I get that energy from you.
That's good to hear.
That energy is coming across.
Fantastic.
You know? That's good. That's great. Okay, listen, Alexandra, it has been a great, great pleasure speaking to you. And has been a great honor, you being the first on the Naboy podcast.
I'm honored.
The first guest, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
An honor and a privilege.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Listen, I wish you, your husband and your son every success, every good wish going forward. Take very, very good care of yourselves and radiate love for each other. Beautiful. Thank you very much, Alexandra. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow, wow, wow. That was a most enjoyable conversation. The energy from Alexandra was totally pulsating, wouldn't you agree? Answering her calling, giving up all that she had to start anew, confronting an unknown culture and language is certainly inspirational. Which puts me in mind of the renowned American mythologist and writer Joseph Campbell and his concept of the hero's journey. His quote, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." Meaning, true growth comes from confronting the unknown and the feared within oneself. Thank you so much, dear friends, for listening to the Naboy podcast. If you feel this could benefit anyone in any way, please do pass it along. I would be most grateful. Thank you for joining me, and take very good care of yourselves today and always. Radiate love, and remember, the joy, love, peace, and fulfillment we long for already exist, dwelling within and awaiting our discovery.